Negotiations on Australia's largest defence project are deadlocked, with the Australian government growing increasingly frustrated a key document is yet to be signed. The Strategic Partnering Agreement, which will guide the construction of 12 future submarines, was expected to be in place a year ago, but some fear it may not be finalised before next year's election. The French company involved admits the negotiations remain challenging and complex. Here's the ABC's defence reporter, Andrew Green.
Our drive and ambition is firmly rooted in our company's history and the history of naval shipbuilding.
By its own admission, France's naval group is a determined company. 2 years ago, it surprised many by winning Australia's largest ever defence contract to build 12 future submarines under a $50 billion deal.
We are now taking our international development to another level to bring French excellence to export markets worldwide.
But negotiations between the majority state-owned French company and Australia on a crucial strategic partnering agreement have hit a deadlock. This week, France's Armed Services Minister Florence Parly flew to Australia, where she was expected to sign the document with her Australian counterpart Christopher Pyne. She was accompanied by Naval Group CEO and its Australian program boss, but AM's been told both men were denied meetings with Mr. Pyne in Adelaide as government frustration grows. Former defence official Marcus Hellyer, now with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says a signature was expected a year ago, but is now not likely to happen before Christmas.
I suspect, yeah, Minister Pyne is kind of trying to play hardball to, you know, stop the endless negotiations and get Naval Group to sign up.
AM has been told the negotiations have broken down over the question of warranties and technology transfer. Marcus Hellyer says until the strategic partnering agreement is in place, much of the submarine work will be stalled.
One of the key complexities about the future submarine project is it's taking a French submarine company and pairing it with Lockheed Martin, an American combat system company, and getting those two entities to work together is crucial.
In a statement to AM, Naval Group has acknowledged the difficulties with Australia.
Given the life of the SPA, the negotiations are by their very nature challenging and complex.
But Naval Group insists it continues to enjoy a strong and collaborative relationship with the Commonwealth.
Defence reporter Andrew Green.